What do you need to do better?
Every aspect of the game I need to pick up every day. I think the most important thing is to progress each day and have a next play mentality too. You know, because at the end of the day, some of the greatest players in this league, they drop balls. You know, guys probably have jammed them before, however it goes. But the best thing they can do is just bounce back, line up again, and win the next matchup. So I want to continue to have that mindset and allow it to speak for itself so I don't have to sit here and tell. You know, if every time y'all are asking me that, it must be that y'all don't see that. So I need to continue to do what I need to do so less people ask and they see.
Well, there was one long ball Sunday, and it looked like maybe you got jammed off the line and it was way overthrown. Take us through that. How did that one go?
Man, to be honest with you, in the second level, not even the initial collision with the nickelback, in the second level, I came out of my right and I peaked too soon. I looked thinking it was going to be a hole shot rather than digging, and then locating. So to take my game further, I watched that and I talked to my receiver coach, and G. Lou gave me some great points, and he tells me, right here isn't where the ball's going to come. Because every day in practice, the look was a little bit different. But at the end of the day, that's what happens. Teams throw stuff out there. You might get, a little bit of early collision from a nickelback, and then you have to find a way to elude a safety. So I saw the safety coming down, and I peeked thinking it was going to be a hole shot. It wasn't there. Then I dug again. But if I would initially just came out and dug, I'd been all right.
But how would you know that the ball wasn't coming?
We haven't practiced it for that to be the case. And at the end of the day,
you haven't practiced for the route to
have been the case with an early throw. But at the end of the day, you can prepare all you want, but you have to be able to react very quickly in this league. Mm-hmm. Let's say I did peek that it was going to be there, and then it didn't come. Now my mind has to react to the second opportunity to dig even more and locate that football, which I tried to do. I just got to take it a step further and make the play.
What is your rapport like with Carson? I mean, him being a starter until the beginning of the year, did it take some time to develop that chemistry a little bit?
Carson's a born leader, so what he did is he just took me under his wing and he just gave me a set of rules to help us and this football team win games in terms of where to be, in terms of habits and training. So, yeah, it's been great because of his ability to bring guys in. And he's going to continue to do that. And the blessed thing about my situation right now is I got a chance to play receiver for Carson for as long as they allow me and my contract allows me, and for a long time. And that's what I want to do. I want to grow with Carson, and I want to grow with, as a receiver. It helps a lot. You look at Antonio Brown. He's only had big men.
Sure.
It's been kind of cool.